Within the next few weeks, a generic form of the drug Narcan will arrive at the Good Neighbor Health Clinic in White River Junction and the Howard Center in Burlington. The drug, which can reverse the effects of an overdose, will be distributed directly to individuals suffering from opium-based drug addiction, as well as their friends and family. Tom Dalton is the head of the Safe Recovery Support and Education Program at the Howard Center. He says Narcan works if an individual takes too much of an opiate, be it heroin or painkillers like Vicodin or Percocet.
It reverses the overdose, and so the person starts breathing again, and it can save their life.
One of the first signs of an overdose is a lack of breathing, which can lead to unconsciousness. Dalton says that's why the ability to make the drug available to family and friends is so important.
If somebody's overdosing, then it's not something that they're likely to self-administer. So people that are getting it who themselves are addicted to opiates, they're probably going to be giving it to somebody that they think would be around.
Michael Layden is the Deputy Director of Emergency Medical Services with the Vermont Department of Health. He says that while medical professionals have historically given this medication through an IV, this form of the drug should be administered nasally.
Intranasal is a perfectly acceptable route to give this medication. It involves attaching a little foam adapter to the top of a syringe, and then you essentially spray a mist up the patient's nose.
Layden noted that anyone administering the drug should also call 911. He says the Department of Health will be working with law enforcement to put immunity protections in place for bystanders who may witness an overdose but be afraid to call for help.
We wanted to remove that barrier, if you will, of people being overly concerned that they were going to be somehow arrested or wrapped up in this.
Layden says Narcan is a safe drug that's been used very effectively in places like Chicago, New York, and the state of Massachusetts. And he says it's not possible to become addicted to it. He says the availability of the drug is good news for the state, as waiting for paramedics to arrive can take time in much of rural Vermont. After the pilot program is complete, officials will have a better idea of how to roll out the drug statewide. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.